Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday afternoon, July 18th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Peru introdujo 10 nuevas rutas para acceder al Santuario Histórico de Machu Picchu. Peru has introduced 10 new routes to access the historic sanctuary of Machu Picchu during the high season, from June 1st to October 15th, 2024, and from December 30th to 31st, 2024. The maximum daily visitor capacity to this wonder of the world has been expanded to 5,600. These routes are organized with established capacities and schedules to preserve the archaeological heritage and ensure an optimal visitor experience. Peru has implemented initiatives to ensure the long-term sustainability of its tourism sector, with a focus on sustainable tourism practices to protect its iconic destinations. For example, Machu Picchu is the first tourist destination to achieve international carbon neutral certification. PromPeru provides a WhatsApp number, +51 944 492 314, for iPeru, a member of the Tourist Protection Network, available 24/7 for information and assistance. Travelers can contact this number for official and updated information about the country. Detailed infographics with the attractions of Machu Picchu included in each route can be downloaded. PromPeru is the government agency responsible for promoting Peru's image, tourist destinations, value-added exports, and investments.
Global Energy Metals increases offering to $650,000 amid strong investor demand. Updates on projects. Global Energy Metals Corp. has increased its non-brokered offering to $650,000 from $500,000 due to strong investor demand. CEO Mitchell Smith highlighted the challenges faced by junior mining companies in raising funds and expressed appreciation for the support from existing shareholders and larger investors. Smith emphasized the importance of battery metals in addressing the supply-demand gap for critical minerals. The company's strategy involves partnering with well-funded jurisdictions and skilled partners to develop projects. Global Energy Metals is excited about the recent graphite discovery at the Millennium Project, aligning with other projects in Queensland's Mount Isa area. Smith noted the company's active involvement in various portfolio companies, providing shareholders with exposure to diverse commodities and ongoing exploration work. He assured exciting developments ahead, focusing on expanding investment in the battery supply chain and critical minerals.
Machu Picchu es la única maravilla del mundo en contar con certificación carbono neutral. Hoy, 27 de junio, en el contexto del 17º aniversario de su elección como una de las siete maravillas del mundo moderno, el Santuario Histórico de Machu Picchu, en la región del Cusco, ha recibido nuevamente el certificado como destino carbono neutral. Este logro coloca al Perú a la vanguardia de la sostenibilidad ambiental y los esfuerzos para combatir los efectos del cambio climático. La certificación fue otorgada por Green Initiative, reconociendo el compromiso del sector público y privado, incluyendo a Grupo AGE, Incaterra y Tetra Pak, entre otros. Para lograr este reconocimiento, Machu Picchu ha adoptado medidas efectivas para reducir su huella de carbono y compensar las emisiones remanentes, promoviendo prácticas sustentables, como el manejo de residuos sólidos y una economía circular.
Westwater Resources announces major graphite sales agreement with Fiat Chrysler. Westwater Resources, Inc. has announced a significant sales agreement with Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, part of the Stellantis group of companies. This new contract is a crucial step for Westwater Resources in securing debt financing as it represents a major offtake agreement. The contract involves supplying natural graphite anode material from Westwater's Kellyton graphite plant, covering the balance of the Phase 1 production. having 100% committed volumes under contract is beneficial for lenders as it reduces the risk compared to uncommitted capacity sold on the spot market. Fiat Chrysler will begin receiving supplies in 2026, while Westwater Resources focuses on securing financing, selecting a lender, and continuing with the construction of Phase 1.
Standard Uranium announces promising new drilling campaign at Sundog Uranium Project. Standard Uranium Ltd. Vice President of Exploration Sean Hilliker revealed exciting new prospecting results and identified drill target areas at the Sundog Uranium Project in Saskatchewan. The upcoming drilling campaign aims to test high-priority targets and discover high-grade uranium mineralization along structural corridors. Hilliker emphasized the prioritized drill targets identified through advanced airborne surveys. The program will include drilling approximately 1,000 to 1,200 meters across 5 to 7 holes with continuous adjustments based on results. The goal is to optimize exploration and increase the chances of a significant uranium discovery.
Endurance Gold begins 10,000-meter drilling campaign at Reliance Gold property. Endurance Gold CEO Robert Boyd has announced the start of a 10,000-meter drilling campaign at the Reliance Gold property in southern British Columbia. The exploration program, which began in May, aims to expand the gold zones discovered within the Royal Shear. With drill intersections exceeding 10 grams per meter of gold, the company plans to extend high-grade mineralization along strike and to depth. This ambitious initiative is expected to last approximately 5 months, with a focus on unlocking the property's full potential. Endurance Gold is strategically positioned near the historic Bourlorne Pioneer Gold Mining Camp and Village of Gold Bridge, setting the stage for significant milestones in the near future. EcoPower meets pickup truck practicality. Inventor Ty Iacoboni has introduced the world's first retractable solar blanket designed for pickup trucks, revolutionizing vehicular solar technology. The Ty Iacoboni solar blanket transforms truck beds into clean energy powerhouses, providing a reliable source of renewable energy for tools and devices on the go. Built for versatility, this solar blanket can be deployed while the truck is in motion or at rest, offering energy self-sufficiency and peace of mind during emergencies or leisure activities. With its lightweight yet durable design, the solar blanket is set to become an essential accessory for pickup truck owners, redefining vehicle power management with its portability and efficiency. Topo Finance and Compose launched the Individual Cash Calculator to help individuals leverage the climate power of their personal banking. Topo Finance and Compose have launched the Individual Cash Calculator, a tool that allows individuals to measure the emissions their banking enables and the climate benefits of moving their money to greener banks. This tool highlights the importance of where individuals bank in making consumer climate decisions, as every dollar in the bank has an associated carbon footprint. By moving money from carbon-intensive banks to greener ones, individuals can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 80%. The power of personal banking as a climate lever is significant, with the potential to have a greater impact than adopting a vegan diet. To learn more, visit Bank for Good and explore green banking options that align with your values. Aclara Resources CEO Ramon Barua announces strategic alliance for sustainable permanent magnets. Aclara Resources CEO Ramon Barua has announced a strategic alliance with Vacuum Schmelz GmbH & Co. V to offer a mine-to-magnets solution for ESG-compliant permanent magnets. This partnership aims to address the increasing demand for rare earth permanent magnets in electric vehicles, wind turbines, and clean technologies. Aclara's focus on dysprosium and terbium, key rare earth minerals, positions them as a potential supplier outside of Asia. By developing projects in Chile and Brazil and advancing processing technology, Aclara aims to create a sustainable supply chain for permanent magnets. This collaboration underscores Aclara's commitment to sustainability and innovation in meeting global demand for environmentally responsible technologies.
Ocean Power Technologies CEO Philip Stratman announces contract for AI-enhanced PowerBuoy. Ocean Power Technologies CEO Philip Stratman has announced a new contract for the immediate delivery of a PowerBuoy equipped with Meros, the company's cutting-edge artificial intelligence-capable maritime domain awareness solution. This contract, focused on deployment in the Middle East, is set to generate revenues within the current quarter. This achievement builds on OPT's previous announcement of being a preferred supplier for Meros-equipped buoys in the region. The AI-enhanced power buoy, featuring a solar and wind-powered system, demonstrates OPT's capability to provide robust solutions for various marine environments globally. This contract highlights OPT's continued business growth and commitment to delivering advanced maritime technology solutions worldwide.
BestGrowthStocks.com issues comprehensive analysis of fuel cell energy. Best Growth Stocks recently issued a comprehensive analysis of fuel cell energy, a global leader in decarbonizing power and producing hydrogen through proprietary fuel cell platforms. Fuel cell energy, NASDAQ FCEL, has attracted significant investor attention due to strategic developments and innovations. The report covers operations, pending legislation, potential catalysts, short interest, growth drivers, financials, share structure, and more. Fuel Cell Energy holds 531 fuel cell technology patents globally, offering sustainable solutions for businesses, utilities, governments, and municipalities. Best Growth Stocks focuses on identifying and reporting on the best growth stocks through AI-assisted research and CEO interviews. For more information, visit fuelcellenergy.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.